From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. It's time to put the call out again for anyone you might know who is considering sitting for their foundation licence. The third course for 2021 will begin Tuesday night, October 5, starting at 7 p.m. As per usual, the course will run between 6 and 8 weeks and culminate in an assessment day consisting of theory and practical assessment. If you or anybody you know is interested in doing this course, please contact Club Secretary Greg via email vk4gjw@gmail.com. He currently has 3 candidates already and can take another 3, so it will be first in, best dressed. And a reminder, the next business meeting of the club will be held tomorrow night, Monday, September 27, at 7:30 p.m. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Across Australia, across the world, from VK1WIA, you are tuned to the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the WIA news transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater from 9 a.m. local time every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tark Inc. retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4 Zulu Mike.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Presentation is an important part of telling a story, as any advertising executive on the ABC TV programme, Gruen, will tell you. It is that first impression, and the lasting impression when you encounter the presentation again. We need to be mindful of this and how we respond to people who pass through our amateur radio and club life. It was an event that prompted me to think about this situation, an event which I trust isn't replicated anywhere else. A while ago, I was invited to subscribe to a radio club webpage, and as this club is within reasonable travelling distance and also linked repeater distance, I thought, why not? It was when I read a post which touched on a matter which has been raised in other contexts that I posted a question to clarify the circumstances of their action. The response that I received was less than welcoming and even suggested defensiveness towards the right to ask the question. After trying to clarify my intent, it was met with an insult from one of the earlier posters. Now, this level of suspicion is hardly the way I have experienced amateur radio in several decades, and I really don't know the motivations involved. What is apparent is that any person privy to that group and who reads the sequence of posts would be deterred from asking questions in that place. In other words, for me, the presentation of that club to my minimal interaction is just don't go there. When courtesy and consideration appear absent from an engagement, we automatically draw conclusions that aren't favourable to that body. So we have an issue of presentation on an informal level where an interaction failed. Why have we become suspicious of our fellows? Is it the repetitive messaging about the pandemic and the adverse effects that this situation is having on our collective mental health? Is it a hangover from the years of the purveyor of messages of fake news? Or is it something embedded in the local culture which causes the outsider to be distrusted and encouraged to leave? I can't say for certain, but I use my experience as an example of what conclusion can be drawn from an interaction. We are fortunate in our activities that we gain access to various methods of promoting amateur radio. And to best take advantage of those opportunities, we really should think of presentation. Many clubs go to the trouble of having items of clothing made for members so they may be identified as one of their mob. It would be poor presentation to turn up for a press photo with a stubby in hand and tomato sauce drizzled down the shirt. At times, various arms of the broadcast media want to do a story on one of our activities. It would be poor presentation to promote your favourite beverage or race car, Mark, when you are discussing amateur radio in your locality. Similarly, in using the internet in its forms, we should be aware of the potential audience that a post may reach. In the infancy of my interest in amateur radio, there were roughly two groups, licensed amateurs and shortwave listeners. If we think about the ways people gather information from the net, they extend from the old-fashioned post or email to quite sophisticated video presentations. Even the casual post can span the globe, and the person that thinks amateur radio is friendly and welcoming may be deterred, and we will never know the value of their company. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.